Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christian pilgrims. On Friday, airstrikes were directed at terror bases in Libya where the militant Islamist gunmen were believed to have trained. Edward Uranian reporting now from Cairo, more than two dozen pilgrims were killed.
Egyptian media said the victims were pilgrims who were on a journey to the monastery of the Prophet Samuel, revered and visited by Coptic Christians across Egypt. A woman survivor told Egyptian TV from her hospital bed that the group's bus was ambushed by terrorists. She says that their bus was carrying around 40 pilgrims and that they were attacked by a group of armed men. Coptic Christians have been targeted in a number of recent terror attacks across Egypt, including two suicide attacks on Coptic churches in the Nile Delta town of Tanta and the port city of Alexandria. Nearly 50 people were killed in those attacks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Washington Post newspaper is reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. There's a separate federal probe being also led by the U.S. Justice Department's special counsel. This is VOA News.